Blog Talk Radio.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you.
Much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad that you called in tonight. I hope that your week has been a good one. I hope that you have laughed in your time in the last week, that you smiled, you put a new face on when you look in the mirror, and I hope all is well in spite of this wicked world. Well, our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3, and thank you again for tuning in. Tonight, well, I'm going to make one announcement, and then we're going to move on to questions in the valley. Questions in the valley. But the announcement is save the date. Save the date for our 20th year anniversary. And it will be September 16th, 2023. from 10 to 1 p.m. and more details to come. We're getting the flyers ready for you, and we're going to be posting it also on our new website, as well as sending a copy to you so you can start raising that money, challenging Rosetta that she, with her challenge, she's bought her two tickets for the anniversary, and she challenged $500 to everyone, and she will get hers in by September 1st. So I ask you to do start your challenge in collecting money for our 20th, because we want to raise $20,000, and I know we can do it. God is able. And that is all the announcement for today. We won't have a meeting in the month of April, but we will have a meeting in the month of May. And that will be the third Saturday. And it will be the week after Mother's Day. So I'll give you more detail when we get in closer to that day, exactly what we're going to be doing. Well, I have some questions in the valley. And I will also have questions and also scriptures that applies to these questions in the valley. I am in an unfamiliar situation. I feel lost. How can I find my way? Have you had those questions before, that you feel that you're in an unfamiliar situation? You feel lost? And you're wondering, how can I find my way? Well, God will guide you and direct you in the way that you should go. In Psalms 48, let's go to there. Psalms 48. Let me see if I can get to them. Psalms 48 says, the question will, on the well, first going back to the question, God will guide and direct me in the way that I should go. And in Psalms 48:14, it says, for this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even at the end, and not at the beginning, but also at the end. So when you think that you have a situation and you feel lost and you can't find your way, go to Psalms 48:14, where it says, you know, he will be there from the beginning and also to the end. God will give us wisdom to guide us through this time in our lives. Let's go to James 1. Now, I thought I had put a little tab there, but evidently I lost my little tab. In James 1. Let me see if I can find that real quick. It's a different kind of Bible that I have here in my computer. Okay, let me see if I can find it real quick. I thought I had pinned. That's James 1:5. James 1:5, let me go back to the question. It says, God will give us wisdom to guide us. And James 1:5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So if we ask for wisdom, he will give it to us. So yes, I ask for understanding and wisdom in my prayer time, because I do need to know and make sure that I'm going in the right direction and the way that God wants me to go. And if I listen, God will guide me along unfamiliar paths. And yes, we get in those situations. An example, when you're going somewhere and you need to do your GPS, sometimes that GPS takes you places that you don't know where you're going. And what I mean by that was, you kind of have an idea where you're going, But all of a sudden, this GPS want to take you through all these little these turns. I mean, left and right, and not going. And sometimes it takes you off of the expressway, and sometimes it does that because it is trying to avoid to take you away from traffic or accident. But I know on several occasions the GPS has taken me down some streets, and I said, "Where am I going?" And I said, I'm going to trust you because right now I don't know where I'm going, so I have no other choice. But I am going to trust that you're going to get me through this. And what it does a lot of times is take you behind the location that you're going, not in front of it, but behind it. And sometimes that's what it's doing is cutting some of the you know, getting you there faster. And the other thing also is getting you away from the most traffic area. And it gets you, and that's why I'm making those turns. And I'm sure you all have experienced that because a couple of times I got a little nervous because it took me through some areas that I didn't want to be traveling. I would not normally go down that street in that area. So many times, if it does that, I said, Lord, please protect me. I'm going to follow this GPS, but I don't know where I'm going. But most of the time, it leads you right behind and gets you to turn right into that place where you're going. But it takes you in a back street that you're going behind instead of in front of it. Because once I went to, I was going to the main post office in Hayesville. And when I knew I needed to go on the expressway to a certain point, but it took me off the expressway earlier, and it started taking me through these residential area. And I said, now, where am I going? But I kept on following it, and it took me behind the building. And as I turned around, there it was, right there. But it was avoiding traffic as well as getting me there faster. So just knowing that God will lead you. And just like God is a GPS, he's going to get you where he wants you to go. So he's telling you that he will guide you and direct you in the way that you should go. God's word will provide guidance in my life. Yes, he will. In Psalms 119:105, let's go there. Oh, no, I have that. But 105, I have it right here. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I guess most of us know that. All of a sudden, it resonated on me that I did know that. Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So he's a light. He's going to make sure he directs you in the right way. And we can trust in him. God will make a way through your trials and tribulation. You know that we have to go through trials and tribulation. Our lives are not to be perfect, and we will have to be going through these trials and tribulations sometimes, but God is there, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Everything in my life is changing. Is there anything that won't change? Guess what? Guess what won't change? God is the same throughout all eternity. One thing we can always trust, that God will not change. So is there anything that won't change? Yes, God won't change. God's plan stands firm forever. God's word is eternal. And in Psalms 119:89 says, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. So what is this saying? That God won't change. And his word is eternal. And we can stand on his word, stand on his promises. My situation seems impossible. how can't I see my way out? I'm sure many of us have gone through that and still going through it, and maybe just went through that just as soon as today. Your situation that you were going through was, and you seemed to think that it was impossible, but God showed you a way. It showed you out of it, a way out of nowhere. God can do all things. Yes, he can do all things. He can help you do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. That's Philippians 4:13. Nothing is too hard for God. Yes, you know that he's almighty. He has all powers in his hand. So nothing is too hard for our God. God has delivered others out of the impossible situation. Look what he did for Job. Job, yes, he thought he was in the impossible situation with his body. But at the end, the impossible situation was delivered through him and helping Job after he went through those trials and tribulations. Look what happened. He received so many more things that he had before that he lost during that trial and tribulation. God has delivered him from this impossible situation. All things are possible with God. God keeps his promises. Hasn't he keep his promises with you? I mean, everything that we want in life is not always good for us. So don't think that because of something that he didn't do, he had this reason that why he did not do it. But he keeps his promises. God will give us strength to endure our situation. God's perfect will for our situation may be different from mine. Yes, of course, his situation, the way you look at things is not the way God look at things. So God's perfect will situation will look different than what yours is. But My situation, for instance, I could not see my way through at the beginning when I lost, when my husband passed. I couldn't see my way through. But he gave me the strength, and also he showed me his promises that he was going to never leave me nor forsake me. And after I realized my situation, his will, then I never look back. I continue to go forward. So once he gives you a path to go, he's going to show you, he's going to lead you there, and he's going to show you that purpose that he wants you to follow. And he will be there for you. He's not going to leave you alone. There is something that I have on my computer. It says, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. So that means he will never leave us nor forsake us. He doesn't just tell us to do something and leave us there. So when he sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. Will God comfort me in my pain? Of course he will. God will support and console me. Yes, he will. I'm going to talk about that in the scripture in just a moment. God will support, always support and console you. God shows us compassion because what? He loves us. Just like Jason Nelson says, he will love us forever and ever. Not sometimes, but forever and ever. God comforts his people as a mother comforts his child. God will restore us. And let's talk about restoring. I would like to read Psalms 23 in two different, I would like to read one in the Message Bible And I would like to read Psalms 23 in the International Version. And I want you to see how the Message Bible is saying it so plain, like you're if you were talking to your three-year-old granddaughter or son, and you were trying to explain this, this is how the Message Bible will talk to you. That you will be will talk to you. So let me compare how God will be there for us. He will comfort us, and he will show us, and he is a refuge in time of trouble. And he will, in these two different messages, the International Version and the Message Bible, it shows how God will restore us. And the International Version, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the path for his namesake. I'm going to stop there. In the Message Bible, God is my shepherd. It still says that God is my shepherd. I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pool to drink from. True to your word. Yes, he's true to his word. You let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Just like in the International Version, he guides me along the right path. He does the same thing. He will send you in the right direction. But we must have God within us, his presence. We have to pray and meditate on his word. Because sometimes he tells us something, but we don't do what he tells us. And sometimes we can't see or hear him. Because if we are like the GPS, sometimes the GPS takes us in a direction that we don't want to go on. We are not in familiar territory, but it's giving us the right direction, where to go. It's just taking us a different way, and that's Jesus. And it goes on in Psalms 23, going back to the International Version. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Let's take a look at what the Message Bible says. It says, even when the way goes through, you go through Death Valley, I am not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd quotes me to feel secure. In the International Version, it says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So it's saying in the message that, you know, you can trust the shepherd and he will make sure that you are secure. In the International, if we go on, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now listen to this in the Message Bible. Remember, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the Message Bible, it says, you served me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revived my a drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. It's saying in different words, but it's letting you know that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will be there. You can be in front of your enemy and still be able to get through what's happening there, because God is right there for you. He will prepare you to deal with that situation. In international version, the next verse, surely your goodness and mercy, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. In the Message version, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. Every day, not some days. He's there with you every single day. And getting back to the international, the last line to the 23rd Psalms, and it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. The Message version says, I am back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. It's saying the same thing. He will be there for you forever and ever. So, yes, he will comfort you. He will comfort us in our pain. God will support and console us. God shows us compassion because what? He loves us. And forever and ever, like Jason Nelson says in the song, God comforts his people like a mother comforts his child. And you know when you were raising your children, as a baby, when that baby cries and hungry, you feed them, you hug them, you make sure that you dry if they're wet. You change that diaper to make sure they're comfortable. That's the same way that God takes care of us. He comforts us in those ways, just like you would comfort your own baby. God is our refuge in the time of trouble because there's so much stuff going on out there. We need him to be there for us. One scripture I did not read, and that's Psalm 70, so 71:20. Though you have made me see trouble, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. So he will be there for you when you're going to whatever you may be going to. All those questions that you may have when you feel like you're in an unfamiliar situation and you feel lost, he will help you to find your way through it. Everything, and sometimes we can't understand the change. Understand the change because sometimes when we go to the doctor, we hear something that we don't want to hear. But he gets us through. We have to pray and believe that he will heal our body. He will help us through these difficult times. Yes, he will be there. He will give us the comfort through our pain that we need. But we must trust him. Stand on his promises. That is one of the main things you got to do. Stand on his promises more than ever. I mean, now than before, because I had to turn off the news this evening. I listened to some of it. I never listened to a lot of it. But it was, I mean, it's just too much stuff. I had to turn it off because I didn't want to keep hearing. It's so sad. And a young kid, the things that are they doing, this young, I forgot how old he was. But a young boy who shot someone else and shot him, this person, about 4 or 5 times. And I just say, I don't understand. I just don't understand what is happening in the world. But like I say, we are living in violent times right now because, you know, the time is near. And I'm sure we're going to see more and more of these things more and more each and every day. But we just have to stand on God's promises and believing that he will be with us in all of these questions that we may have. We must focus on the word and knowing that the word is true and he will give us the direction that we need. Heavenly Father, we just ask you today to be with us and knowing that help us to have the faith that you will be there. Just like in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, you are our shepherd. And you will be there for us. You will comfort us when we need comforting. And you will help us to get through each and every change in our lives. We must have faith in you, believe in you, and knowing that you are there and you will continue to walk with us. We just thank you so much for your love and your grace and mercy. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us this week as we continue to deal with the things that in this world that we don't understand. Some of us, we do, but most of it, we just, and the things that we keep hearing, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to comfort us and help us not to inhale so many of those things that we're hearing because it's not healthy for our mind, body, and soul. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. May God be the glory. You have a great week, and I will have some more information for you next week as far as detail. We should have the flyer maybe by next week so we can share all the information about our anniversary and other things that we're going to be having coming up soon. And thank you again for tuning in tonight, and be blessed and have a great evening.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says